The Volumes of Truth. Volume 1. I Shall Correct and Discipline All Those I Love. December 11, 2004. From the Lord, our God and Savior. The Word of the Lord spoken to Timothy. For all those who have ears to hear. Thus says the Lord. My children, struggle not against the principles of another, nor rebuke them with your own words, nor correct them by your own understanding. Let go of your personal notions of right and wrong, and strive to love others in spite of yourselves, and have compassion for those with whom you disagree. Do not judge them, nor shun them in your heart. Rather love those who speak against you, because you obey my word. Bless those who curse you, and pray for those who mistreat you, as it is written. Yet have no part with them, nor give them a platform from which to proliferate their sinful ways. Remain separate. For they do rebel against their God. Their argument is with me, though it may seem as though you have become the object of their scorn. For they do always fight against me, in an effort to justify their sins. For I have written the law, in the hearts of all men. All are able to discern right, from wrong. Thus they choose to rebel. They remain in their sins. For I have indeed written it, even on tablets of stone, and within the heart of man. And within the pages of my book, it is made plain. Thus they are without excuse. For I am God alone, the righteous one. I alone am holy, just, and good. I alone have divided right from wrong. I alone have established the law, and define what is sin. Behold, I expose the darkness, and bring all hidden things into the light. For I alone sit as judge, the only faithful and true witness. Therefore let it be known to you, O peoples of the earth, and to all who dwell within the churches of men. I must bring my hand against you. I must correct and discipline all those I love. For you have gone astray. Behold, from me you are far removed. And with great malice, you do always persecute those I send to you, rejecting the word given them, on account of your pride, persecuting them, in word and by deed, stoning some, and killing others. Therefore in my jealousy I shall speak, and in the fire of my wrath I shall rebuke you. Behold, my wrath shall come forth, and my judgment shall not sleep. For I am coming down to correct, to discipline, and to punish, to pour out judgment upon the whole of this wicked generation. Yet those who repent in sincerity and in truth will be delivered, and those who turn from their evil ways will be shown mercy. For I do not change, says the Lord. Thus says the Lord. O you blind leaders of the blind, dumb people who attempt to speak to the deaf, you are lost. You fear I am coming to destroy you. I am not coming to destroy you, but to humble you, that you might be delivered from all this evil which encompasses you round about. I am coming to destroy that which stands against me, to tear down all man has made. Therefore again I say to you, I shall surely correct and discipline all those I love. And upon this most wicked generation shall I pour out judgment. Yet, as it is written, I will do nothing, until I have revealed my plans to my servants the prophets. For I am the Lord, and I do not change.